You are listening to AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, broadcasting to all of Waterloo Region.
Driving by and pointing their finger like a gun movement at me and saying stuff like they'll get me. us why you're taking this action today and what we can do to support you.
Seven First Nations, so-called First Nations, I don't really like to utilize myself or identify as a First Nation person. I'm from a clan. I have territory. First Nation is something that's created from the federal government. So the seven First Nations in Central Ontario just settled in a treaty, a historic agreement known as the Williams Treaty. The First Nation gave up the indigenous title with this settlement agreement proposed by Canada, where we have to give up our indigenous title to 12 million acres, but we have to give up our compensation that they were awarded with $1.1 billion. So each reserve is allowed to purchase back 11,000 acres. So I'm against that. There's a lot of Crown land out here that is our land that should just be handed over to our people. And we should not be giving up indigenous title, underlying title, to our traditional territories. And that's why I'm here right now in this provincial park, because this provincial park is Crown lands. All provincial parks, national parks are Crown lands, or what they say is Crown lands, but it's really traditional territory of whatever nation you're in. So this is why I'm taking back this land. This is rightfully ours. Why should we have to purchase back our stolen land with compensation? That's our money anyways.
That makes a lot of sense. It should just be given back by all rights. And I see on the press release you say you're using today as a specific platform. Could you go into that a little bit more of why today is...
There were three First Nations in 2012 that had a Coldwater land claim settlement, and there were three of us from my community who were opposing that, and we built a cabin with some other allies and helped us build this cabin in this park here, and we've been peaceful since 2012. So I think that the time now is to quit being peaceful, because they keep on, our people keep accepting these sellout agreements, and nobody's speaking up in our Anishinaabe territory, and it's making us Anishinaabe look like we're pushovers, so somebody has to stand up. So since 2012, we've been peacefully reoccupying our traditional territory, and I think it's time now to finally utilize this day, because this day is used to tokenize our culture, what is only tolerable to the Canadian mainstream and politicians is singing and dancing. Our culture utilizes they celebrate who we are and what we contributed to Canadian society, but continuously each week they extinguish our title, they exploit our lands and waters, and they go against their own laws. So, man, we got to speak. I'm utilizing the state to speak against. I'm not no fucking token Indian, man.
And I know your Facebook page has made that quite clear over the years, that you have been standing up and doing undertaking this resistance for quite a while. What can people do from afar, or what can people do to help you right where you are in Owenda Park?
Well, right now, another part of why I'm doing this is to try and get local Indigenous peoples from the different First Nations in so-called Simcoe County to try and gather and come here so we can create a collective. Right where we're at right now in this park is known as Council Rock. There's three etchings of our last hereditary clan chief in 1785, so what I'm trying to establish is a grassroots. There's a thing called each province has the chiefs of Manitoba, the chiefs of Ontario. But we need to have, warrior societies, man. We need to have, our clan mothers. We need to re-emerge our traditional governing system. So by occupying this park, I want to invite everybody to come here and let's sit and gather and talk and organize, man.
And you mentioned Council Rock. This specific park has been identified as a very important part of you being on the land. And the location of the camp is nearby.
Yeah, and our last hereditary chief was Chief Assen. He was our last hereditary chief in 1842 before they started implementing the Indian Act. So part of this is it's like an embassy. There's five so-called embassies, but we call them council players. One starts in Sault Ste. Marie. There's a clan head over there of the Crane clan, Manitoulin Island. This is Sturgeon clan over here, Benetang Bay. That's the Nigig clan, our last hereditary with that, that last hereditary chief held a wampum belt called the One Dish with One Stone, where we prayed in peace with the Haudenosaunee people, because at the time we were having the Beaver Wars with the Oklahoma people. We developed a peace over that, so a common shared area. So this is the territory that we're in right now, that we share as a collective. So we cannot give up Indigenous title as First Nations people, because they're governed under the Indian Act. Plus, we have to consult other peoples who have a say in this territory. It's not ours to totally surrender. And with that, too, another thing that I'm trying to educate Sucker allies is to try to bring about that constitutional question, which is fraudulent. 1867 and 1982, what the Constitution Act is only a consolidation of the provinces. There's no constitution, so we need to re-examine that. So we have a lot of governing issues to do within both of our canoes and the settlership. We need to, as Canadian, so-called Canadian citizens, need to question that constitution, and as us, as Indigenous people, we need to question our so-called leaders and what they're doing to our territory. So it's a big, wide range of what needs to happen. I can't just speak on one little issue. Why I'm here is like, it's so vast and needs to be started and right now, because there's a lot of actions across Turtle Island. They speak on their individual causes, but to try to bring their people as a collective, something that needs to start what I'm trying to do with this this park though.
How can people get to you? Do you need anything?
I just need people on the ground, man, because I'm here by myself. Like, I got food and we're on the land. I'm pretty connected to my community, so if you're hungry, people show up. We can just go set a net and dry some fish, smoke some fish. There's a lot of deer in this park. If we shut it off, we can. It's not time to hunt deer yet, but we can survive. Just need people on the ground.
Wenda Park, that's north of Midland.
175 kilometers north of Toronto.
Short little jump for people to get there from Toronto, to get there from surrounding areas. Hopefully folks from Kitchener, Waterloo that are tuning in now or get this interview on our website later. You can also check out your Facebook page. There's an event page.
We got a bunk bed. We got a 10x10 cabin. So people can stay there, and I'm pretty efficient with making traditional lodges with maple saplings. If you're out there, if you want to come support, you're welcome.
However, people can get more information. If you are on Facebook, there's the Oshkamastic Camp and also the Resistance Campaign Day, and it's hosted by Johnny Hawk. You can see that online. Is there anywhere else people can get information about this particular action or the Oshkamastic camp? I know we've done we did interviews back several years now on AWOL Radio, so there's probably some links on our webpage there. But
I've got a website called Anishinaabe.com. It's Anishinaabe.com.
We'll make sure to post that link up on our website as well. Is there anything else you want to talk about this action today? About like how long you're looking to be at this particular spot? Of course, you have the ongoing camp as well.
Well, right now I'm here by myself. Support, I guess, so people can make it.
Right on. Well, we'll make sure to share as much information as we can about this action, and good luck with today. We'll see what kind of organizing we can get done in Kitchener to support this action and get up and support you.
Yeah, but I guess they have a lot of acres here in this provincial park. I guess what I was talking with some community members who dropped by this morning was like, we can make a new community here. So if you want to come live off the land, come visit, check it out.
So beautiful and hopeful. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time, Johnny, and for the actions you're doing. They're amazing, inspiring. Hopefully people will take the time, learn about these issues you brought up today, and start taking our responsibilities seriously.
Uh-huh.
Peace, brother.
Come
on. And that was Johnny Hawk. He is right now blockading the road outside of the check it out if you're on Facebook. OSHKIMAADZIIG Camp. It's a public group. You can check out everything. There's been a lot of postings. It's just it's great that we have these very, very fresh examples of folks expressing sovereignty and pushing for responsibility and education around responsibility of treaties and living here on this land in a shared and responsible way as we go forward.
And that was our interview with Indigenous activist Johnny Hawk, who on June 21st, 2019, started a blockade outside of the entrance to Awenda Provincial Park north of Midland. Check out more information about Johnny Hawk on Facebook, johnny.hawk.161. Also, check out the webpage anishinaabek.com. That's anishinaabek.com. And check out grandrivermc.ca for more information and more interviews with Johnny Hawk and the Oshkamazdig camp. Thanks for tuning in.